Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Ray DeVito, go.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you two?
I am well, thank you. I am nervous about this upcoming football game between the Steelers and Denver. It seems Ben Roethlisberger might not be playing and Antonio Brown has brain damage. Should I be nervous?
You know what? I texted you this after the last Steelers game.
He's right. Asking me. Thank you.
I think what you guys need to do, because first of all, any other team, if the coach runs out and starts harassing the players on the opposition, that's a penalty against their team.
Is that what your team does, Keith?
That's what they did, and the other team got penalized for. I think you should just make all your coaches run out after every play.
Okay.
That's a free 15 yards for you guys.
Where do I vote for this? I'm in.
Just do it every single play. You'll be on the team's goal line after three plays.
I'm excited. All right. I'll put money down after all.
Don't be nervous. You're the Steelers. It's rigged. You're going to win.
Thank you. Do you ever think that? Do you ever think football's rigged?
Like it's wrestling or something?
You see somebody throw a ball to nowhere, and they're acting like they were trying to get it to somebody, and you got to think, like, what am I watching?
I do believe, and this works in your favor, and hopefully works out in my favor as the basketball season goes on and we have LeBron, is they do want the Steelers to advance because you guys have the fan base. Everyone loves the Steelers. Right. You just happen to be from there. But everyone loves the Steelers, and everyone watches the Steelers. So it's you and the Cowboys that America wants to see. So
okay. Fingers crossed good. It's rigged.
It's in your favor. Right. You should be happy. You should hope it's rigged.
This is good news.
You talk about
Wait,
this.
So Pittsburgh is like Hulk Hogan?
Pittsburgh is...
And Cowboys like Rowdy Piper. I'm getting this, you guys. Yes. I don't need that yellow line anymore.
Pittsburgh is America's real team. Like, people love the Steelers.
Right.
They have nothing else over there. They have homophobia and the Steelers.
Well, the people in Middle America that love the Steelers, if they actually went to Pittsburgh, they would probably hate Pittsburgh. But the football team is so good. That's all they know is the football.
Well, and we all use steel.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We don't all use Cowboys.
And also, if you go to the Pittsburgh airport, what's there to greet you? That giant statue of Franco Harris. So they want you. They're like, the Steelers. Then they talk to someone from Pittsburgh like, where's Franco Harris again? It's like, can we go look at Terry Bradshaw highlights?
You mentioned when you came in that you heard our last show.
Yes.
Justy Dodge, Micah
Fox. It was fantastic.
Karen Feehan. But you said you seem to be the only person that knows the real deal when it comes to Donald Trump.
Yeah, first of all, he's not a real candidate.
Okay.
He is just that. He's like the wacky neighbor on a sitcom just to bring eyeballs there. He's, and with just like Kramer with racial insensitivity and everything.
Do the polls mean nothing?
The polls mean nothing. The polls, they never mean anything.
Right.
The fact that they change mean nothing. Because you already know who's, I don't know who's going to, it's not him. I will bet anyone that he does not get the nomination.
Okay.
And here's the deal. Like, he's just there to say dumb shit to make everyone else look better.
So he's like the, did I do that, candidate?
Pretty much. He's just there to say whatever dumb shit. And then this way, like, Ben Carson's answers seem that much. Like, well, it's not as ridiculous as that guy's answer.
You think this is like the WWE also?
Yeah, it is. But here's the problem.
Trump, there's a problem?
Yes.
It's so perfect.
Trump doesn't know he's there to set up to lose. So what's going to happen is when he doesn't get the nomination,
right,
he is going to, I think he's going to piss off his supporters. He's going to turn against them. They're going to turn against him. And then he's going to open fire with his umbrella machine gun. And Michael Keaton's going to have to save us all. It is the movie Batman Returns. That's exactly what it is.
I've heard a theory that he's working with the Democrats, maybe unbeknownst to him. Could there be some truth to that?
He's just astute. He doesn't know he's a stooge. It's right. Like, it's a joke, and he doesn't know. And watch, I guarantee you, when he realizes he's not getting the nomination, he's going to turn against everybody. I promise you.
You think he thinks he's on a reality show? And then he's just, you know, talking to the producers like, yeah, they're all losers.
Yeah,
they're losers.
That's what it's basically real world with Trump being Puck. He is the Puck of America. And he's going to flip out. Watch. When he doesn't get I guarantee he's going to flip out. He's going to turn against all of us.
And what? Start sounding crazy?
All of us. You just said supporters. Nope.
Just the American public. I bet I bet like something underneath that hair, like a gun will come out and just start shooting people. It's something not right is going to happen when he does not get that nomination. I promise you. It's going to be ugly. He's not going to go down quietly. You know what I mean? Like, but he's just not going to. It's going to be an ugly ending. And I don't want to be there for it.
I think nothing violent is going to happen, but he's going to say dumb shit like, I could buy and sell America.
Like, he hasn't been saying dumb shit. Like, you're like, now he's going to say dumb shit? Like, what has he not been saying dumb?
You guys are missing out on me. I build businesses and then got bankrupt and build them again.
Now, he won't admit he lost. He'll say he sold the nomination for a record price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we got to talk about your roommate situation, right? There's always, if it's not one thing, it's another, isn't it?
With the roommates?
Yeah, the one guy that skipped town all of a sudden.
Right, right.
Right. You're like, I don't know where he is. Jail, the hospital, who knows?
Where did he end up being? Jail and the hospital?
Well, if you remember, it was like on this show when I found out he was like gone, where he was just MIA. It was like that day or whatever. Turns out he was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. Like, I still don't know what exactly happened. I just know he was like gone for a couple weeks. And I put something on his Facebook page and his sister's like, hey.
Saying, where is he?
No, she's like, hey, call me.
Oh, no, what did you write on the Facebook page?
I was like, hey, Jay.
Where are you?
Oh, shoot. I'm not supposed to say his name. All right. I don't want to say his name.
It starts with a J.
I didn't know where the dude was at.
Okay.
So I put on.
It's too late, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, all right, give me a shout. It's also stupid if I put his name on his Facebook page, considering it's already. That's like me leaving, like, hey, Keith, as opposed to Danny Hatch getting your message or something. So, yeah.
So you say, hey, I don't know where this guy is. And the sister, Mary, she says.
That's actually not her. That's fine. So she's like, hey, call me. So I call her and she's like, yeah, he came back to town. He's not doing so well. We're keeping an eye on him for a little bit. And let us know the rent situation. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, all right, cool. So then like a month goes by and they paid the bills and everything. And then.
So this is working out. Good.
Yeah. I was like, all right, this is cool. And then like.
So you had no roommate while he was in jail, but they were paying the rent?
Yeah. And then I go, hey, just when's he coming back? She goes, all right, well, here's the deal. He's in jail. And I don't know what for. She said he threatened someone. I don't know. It sounds a little fishy. I don't know exactly why he was in jail. Or
you said he threatened somebody on the internet.
Yeah, on Facebook. But it's like, who pays attention to, like, no one pays attention to my feeds and I got more followers.
But you're probably not threatening people left and right and maybe like have gotten into trouble. And,
yeah, yeah, but if he was in New York and then this happened like in his hometown, like 6 hours away, how did they know to find him? You know what I mean? It's just weird that like people takes a while to track people down, to just track them that day. Like, oh, we followed we saw your car going down the highway and we followed you all the. So I don't know why he's in there. I don't know if that's what it is, whatever. But anyways,
it sounds fishy.
Yeah. So I was like, we got to get a new roommate. So just some local guy that I knew from the neighborhood.
Okay.
How'd
you know the last guy?
He's a comic, although I never saw him perform. I just,
he just told you that.
Yeah, I just saw him.
I'm a comic like you. Can I move in? And well, Ray said, yeah.
Keith, after all the hard time that people gave you about being a stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm sure this guy
is too.
I met him at the Creek. He's a super nice guy. He's a good, nice dude.
Yeah. You hear that? Everybody go to the Creek and Cave and just say you're a comic.
He seems like a super nice guy.
I will say that. I brought him on I was doing a gig with Sheba Mason in Connecticut, and we drive up there. And I go, hey, man, there's no one to open the show. You want to open the show? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. I'd love to. And then, like,
never seen him perform.
I know. This is work. And it's just this dark, like, weird stuff. Just creep the crowd out there. And I was
why
like,
is he going with you?
Because I asked him to. I was like, and I was like, oh, my Lord. And then I, like, start lighting him. I'm like, he got it. And then he gets off. He was fine. I will say this, but he is self-aware that he's just starting out. I think he just got out of a divorce and decided he wanted to start doing comedy.
Oh, then he's totally funny.
No, he's new, but at least he knows that he's brand new. So he wasn't expecting, but I never saw him perform. He's like, oh, my Lord, he's scaring these people. So I'm like lighting him to get him off stage. And it was fine. He was cool.
It's great to hear that you're taking your stand-up career seriously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the show was awesome. It was a great show. And then, okay, so.
So now you have this, you had this other roommate take his place.
Yeah, so I had this other guy come in. But which, by the way, like the bills.
His family said he's not coming back.
No, they were still paying his rent and stuff. And I was like, this can't go on forever.
Why?
Well, going back, I wish I never would have questioned it and let it keep going, because it's better than the roommate that came in. Because then this new guy comes in, and he's got no. He originally moves in, he buys a brand new bed, a brand new plasma TV, PlayStation 4, all this stuff. And you're like, oh man, this guy's going to be all right. He's going to have some money. And then
does he switch out that moldy carpet?
Yeah, he. What moldy carpet?
You had a disgusting moldy carpet in your apartment.
In the living room?
Yeah. You didn't buy it green, right?
No, there's now a rug over that, so you don't see it. We just put another rug over top of it. So yeah, you can't tell that it's...
Oh my God.
It looks like blue cheese.
You know what? I'm getting rid of it just because of this.
Okay. All right. You should.
I will.
Tough love.
All right. So this new guy moves in, and he buys all this stuff. So I'm like, all right, this is cool. He's got money. And the way our rent works is we just leave the envelope with the landlord. We just leave.
Separate envelopes. You don't put it together.
Yeah, we just give him. And so I told the dude this. And it's like, oh, all right. Yeah, cool. No big deal. So after
paying rent is no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't be. You know, like that should be.
It's not a big deal. And for the fact that I haven't even taken security deposits from like our last five roommates.
Why?
I'm way too trust. I'm just like, yeah, come on, move in. What are you, looking for a place? Yeah, get in here. Come on, you.
Who else? Anybody else?
Get up here in apartment 3. Get in here. What's your name? I don't care. You're good. Just leave an envelope under the landlord's door.
Just do the right thing. And then they'll say, it doesn't seem to be a problem.
You're in jail. Who cares? That's all right. Your sister could send a check. It don't matter. Have her come up, slide it under the landlord's door. So my landlord, after 3 months, is he's like, hey, just to let you know, I've only been getting 2/3 of the rent. So the dude never paid rent. So when I saw the dude, I brought it up to him. I'm like, hey, man, the landlord. And he's like, bro, what are you going to come in here blowing up my spot? Like, he gets mad at me. And right then I knew, all right, this guy's got to go.
He uses the word blowing up my spot, like for real, rent, and you let him move in.
No, this is
you know what, Ray,
3 months in.
Just a little bit. I understand that money's weird and that a deposit might be weird. How about in lieu of a deposit, have them write a 3-paragraph essay? Maybe they can complete sentences for you.
Yeah, no, this dude,
it was rude of you to blow up his spot. Do you say, like, just so you know, I'm blowing it up to me. I'm the one on the lease.
Yeah. So he gets all mad at me. And then every time I brought, like, hey, man, well, I need this money. You know, like, you got, he's like, dude, I'm trying to get some work and all this. And it's like, you bought a brand new TV, brand new place.
And so, you're welcome.
Wait a minute. You didn't take one thing of rent from him yet?
At this point, no.
You didn't take the first month's rent?
No. He was already there 3 months and had not paid. He's paid zero. I was unaware
he
was.
Who is this guy?
What's that?
Who is this guy?
His name, I'll tell you his first name, Eugene.
Where'd you find him?
Just in Astoria.
Is this Eugene Merman?
No.
Wait, what do you mean just in Astoria?
He's just a random dude. He was sleeping on people's couches.
Who? Whose couches? Dude.
I think Ray said he was in a store.
In Astoria.
What do you mean? You just bumped into this guy?
I knew him. He used to go to Sacapuntas and stuff. So I knew him from just a dude that I would see. And he's a really nice guy, but yeah, when you're not paying for anything,
when you're not paying for anything, right? You're not a nice guy. And when you go to jail for threatening people, you're also not a nice guy. Just want you to understand what a very nice guy means.
All right. You know what, Ray? I had to learn the same thing, and it was probably from Keith's face, just like that.
Jesus.
Yeah, because as I'm listening to this, I'm like, oh my God, I would totally do this, but it's too late in life to do shit like this.
Yeah, the dude wasn't paying
not
anything.
Not the dude, you.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh. Why am I the problem?
Because you're the one having the problem.
Well, here's how... This is when it got... I'll tell you when it got weird.
But you would see him every day and just think, like, I wonder if he'll pay rent today. Because since it's been 2 weeks and I haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, so I'm like, dude, you got to... Okay, so he's like, all right. So now here's where I got to become the devil's advocate. I got to be nice. Because I know I'm already like, okay... I got to get him the hell out of here. He's got to go. But at the same time, he owes 3 months of rent that I'm on the hook for.
Do you know?
So I got to kick him out while being a nice guy, getting him to pay the back rent.
Right. This is a couple $1,000s, to be clear.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing around here, but I'm sure that's around right.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's not even bill money. We haven't even gotten to bills, which he also has not paid.
I'm not following how you're a devil's advocate.
Oh, because I got to be nice to him. Like, I'm like, all right, here's what's going on, dude. You got to pay. The landlord wants you gone. Like, the landlord. Okay. And the landlord's like, yeah, tell him that I'm the bad guy, when really Eugene is the bad guy.
What a nice landlord.
And later on, we'll look up what a devil's advocate means. But you decide to say, hey.
I do anything right in this story, Keith? So far,
you know,
when
everything's
wrong.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and blame it on somebody else, you know. So you say, hey, I don't even want the money.
Exactly.
The landlord is my boss, and I have to report to you about this asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what does he say?
He's like, I go, landlord's coming over here to meet you. And suddenly he came up with like $1,000.
That's great.
Right there on the spot. He came up with $1,000. Surprise, which means I think he's fucking.
Yes, he's lying.
Got some of it.
You're starting to figure this out, detective. Because all of a sudden he had $1,000 when not 2 seconds ago he had nothing. It's blasphemy and something's going on here that I don't like.
And then I'm driving around him around Astoria while he's pawning off his possessions to get more money on top of it.
Where are you driving him?
He's driving him around to pawn shops to sell these TVs and stuff.
How much did he get for his TV?
$10.
He ended up selling his PlayStation 4 to Tim for $170.
How much is the PlayStation 4?
$400 maybe.
Yeah. So it's okay. All right. Decent on both ends, right?
I suppose so.
Right. Mm.
But it's like, it's yours now. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to bed. Try not to do nothing too weird here.
Yeah. But also, like, he lived there 4 months, and he's saying how he's just trying to get some work together. Yeah, when I moved here, I fucking waited tables in Times Square. Like, you got 4 months to go do some shit.
Yeah.
So
Is he always at home?
Yeah, he's just sitting there, fucking was playing his PlayStation 4 until Tim took it away.
And Tim, it'd be funny, Tim stopped letting him use it.
No, it's in Tim's room, so he can't use it. So the dude wouldn't get a job, wouldn't do shit, wouldn't do a goddamn thing. And I got to be nice to him, so then I kick him out. And he goes, well, what do I do? I got nowhere to stay. So I go, all right.
What a question. Love those questions.
Yeah, that's, what do I do?
With my exit interview.
Right.
So because I still need like $2,000 from the dude. I'm like, all right, you're my friend. Wink, wink. But, you know, you're my friend. You can crash on the couch. I'm not going to throw you out in the street. Just make sure you get that money. Like, so I got to be nice to him. And then when he got most of the money. He still owes me a bunch of money.
But anyway, he starts staying on your couch.
Yeah. So the new roommate came in and he would just like crash on the couch. He would just like just be laying there. So then I go, hey man, you gotta leave. And he's like, whoa, bro, why are you telling me stories? Like, you said I could crash here. And it's like, yeah, I was like, but my roommate's my landlord. I'm like, you gotta ask our landlord if you could stay. Landlord wants you gone. But he never called the landlord once.
Why bother?
Because he knew the landlord's going to say he's got
to
go.
Pay things, right.
Yeah, it turns out you got to pay for things to live here.
He's one of these landlords.
Go through his room. Go through his shit.
Yeah.
Find money.
I would have.
Go through his shit, call the cops, find money, kick him out.
Something I didn't like was we were watching football and some of this drama was going on.
Although I'd be scared to do that, to be honest. I have a big mouth when it's not me.
Ray told me, you know, tells me about this drama, him staying on the couch. What do I do? And I'm like, I don't, you're too nice, so I have to... you know, I have to keep that in mind, but you got to give them, don't say a week, don't say a couple days, you pick a day with a number on it, you know, the 12th or whatever, and you give them that. And it's Ray's job to take care of everything because he's the only one on the lease. Even Tim Diamond, who has been there forever, is not on the lease, does not want to be on the lease. And I saw this pop up on your phone, Tim asking, why is this guy on the couch? Don't ever let it happen again. And that upset me because either Tim is part of this that joins in the situation of being tough or he isn't.
No way.
But not
I'm on
both.
Tim's side. Sorry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Ray is the lease owner.
Then help me. Then help me as Ray.
Yeah.
Kick this guy out. Hey, I'm sorry I fucked up, but I'm going to need your help to be tough too.
It's Ray's fuck up. And if Tim doesn't want to be a part of it, but still doesn't want somebody crashing on his couch because he's still paying the same rent that he promised, Tim is doing everything that he promised to be done. Ray fucked up. He let someone in. I don't think Tim had a say in who's coming into the space, right? You don't powwow with your other roommates.
Sometimes, but not on this.
No, it's up to Ray. So Ray gives the go-ahead and the not go-ahead. So you're responsible for it. You can also, at any point, kick everybody else and just have the whole apartment to yourself. That means that you are the landlord. Then there's a landlord above you. It's not Tim's fault. And if I was Tim, I would say something like that. Don't let it happen again. You are too nice. And I think, Keith, that you would feel the same way as well.
No, you would. If I either, you either have say in this apartment or you don't.
Well, I did. I did tell Tim. I go, hey, you don't want there. Tell him. And Tim did. It didn't matter. The dude still came back in the middle of the night and crashed. And this is hilarious. What Tim did to him is, Tim comes. All right, the dude owes us a bunch of money.
It's kind of Tim's fault for buying that PlayStation so low. He doesn't have any money. You keep ripping this guy off.
So the dude is crashing on our couch for free.
Right.
And then
I like the words crash, by the way. He's living there.
He's living there. And then Tim's next door, it's Nodonia. And she's this fucker come in and eat a $30 hamburger.
Oh, wow.
And it just fucking, and Tim just gets like, what the fuck? Like, so irate. So Tim comes back. And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And he just cranks rap music and starts rapping as loud as he can and opens up all the windows. Oh. And then the dude the next morning says something to me like, dude, what's the deal with Tim doing that? It's just like, you'd be pissed too if you owe someone like $500 and you see them eating a $30 hamburger right in front of you. Like, you can't fucking do that. Like, he's got every right to do that. I'm like, you gotta go. You gotta go fucking now. And then we change.
Is Tim a good rapper?
He is, actually.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, remember the
Voldemort was very good.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's doing that.
So the landlord changed the locks, which also set this dude off. Like, the dude couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe that the locks were changed on him.
The landlord paid to change. You have the nicest landlord.
Our landlord's very nice.
Because I was going to say, you're going to have to pay for the locks to be changed.
Yeah, our landlord's a cool dude.
Wow.
But it's also crazy, too. Like, I have to do no screening to get roommates in there. Meanwhile, the girl that lives below me, the one that I sometimes hook up with, whenever she gets a new roommate, the landlord does like 17 credit reports on them, makes them get reference letters and all that. And me, it's just like, hey, you want to crash? Come on up to this apartment.
Ridiculous.
Never mind your jail record. Get out of here. Get in here. Move your stuff in here, you big lug.
So finally, this guy does leave. And why does he leave?
No, he does. He had no choice. We changed the locks.
Oh, okay.
The locks were changed.
Where's all his stuff?
He's done having stuff.
He doesn't wait downstairs to try to kill you?
No, he still owes money. That's a sad thing. And then he gets mad at, like, if I say something to people in the neighborhood that know him, it's like, dude, what are you telling him? I'm trying to get some business going.
You love blowing up spots. You love it.
I'm blowing it up right now. Eugene is a fucker's name.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a douchebag.
Wow.
But you have a new person now.
Yeah, Morgan's in there.
You saw Morgan walking around one day. Convinced him he needed a place. He was fine, in fact.
I woke him up on the sidewalk. Right. I'm like, get on in. No, you know Morgan. He's a cool dude.
Okay. If I know him, I know him.
He's a good guy.
And he's our place, a photographer, right?
Yeah. And our place cannot be any more clean because he's...
I bet it can.
I bet it can.
No, here's why it has to be clean. Because he has a dog.
And the dog's allergic to mold. An athlete's foot.
Once a dog moves in, they get it up to human standards.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a
because we have a dog,
and we learn to respect dogs
because a dog can't eat the garbage laying around. So now there's no more.
Right.
Yeah. So now it's clean because we have a dog. All right.
Oh my god.
Tim gets along with this guy? Everybody's friends now.
This is the first roommate that Tim like gets. He'll hang out with this dude and like smoke with him and stuff like right there. But Tim's known him. Tim's known him from back when we used to go shoot the shite together. Tim's been over to his apartment back when he lived in the East Village. So yeah.
So there's no strife in the DeVito household.
No. Okay. Right now it's all
okay. Good.
It's all lovely.
All right.
We sing Kumbaya every night.
Look at this.
So we
play
close
PlayStation.
We close the windows at night. So
a 3-bedroom in Astoria with 1 or 2 balconies.
Two balconies,
2 bathrooms. He doesn't want to collect a deposit. Do you know where you live?
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
That's
I'm dumb.
I was in a jam. I had a roommate in jail. I had to do something.
Oh my god.
How is that the better roommate out of the two? Isn't that sad? Once in jail for threatening someone, and then and he's still better than the other guy.
Right. Wait, what does the other guy do? At least one has like a career in jail.
At least one has something to do with their day.
Did this guy, he moved it? So you changed the locks. He couldn't come in. And then you got the new guy, Morgan. And
no, Morgan was already there when
the guy was laying on the couch.
Sleeping on the couch. Yeah, yeah. So he saw it. He woke up every morning.
And he's fine going, hey, this is a weird fucking household I just joined. Yeah. But it'll probably only get better. This guy's weird too, right?
Well, he was kicked out. Eugene was kicked out by Tim and me. We both kicked him out. Like, you can't stay here anymore. We both said that to him. And he would just come back in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning.
You don't say, for a nice place to live.
He would just come back even and like you said. Sleep on the couch. Even though you, like, dude, you can't come here anymore. You're gone. You gotta
even
go.
Though he's not paying money. Huh.
What does he say? Does he say like, oh, I hear you that I can't come here anymore. And then he lays on the couch. Fuck you. Fuck you. No, seriously, you gotta leave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sounds good.
And then he was surprised that the locks were changed.
Yeah, please don't play rap too loud tonight. Be human.
I was actually the only one home when he was trying to get in. I just heard keys trying to go. He's like, what the fuck? And I just hear keys. Like, what? And then my phone starts ringing.
And do you like, are you like, oh shit, the sound's on. You're turning the lights off.
No.
You're a grown adult. You're in your 40s. Oh my God. Shh. Tim, shh. Quiet. Turn off the PlayStation. You can tell.
Yeah, he was surprised that the locks were like, how are you taken by surprise by that?
That would make me so nervous though. Yeah. Somebody owing me money and having such balls and having a key to my place, even though I changed it, like that's the kind of crazy that like starts knocking on your landlord's door or something, you know?
He wouldn't talk to the landlord because he knew the landlord didn't want him. So wow. he wouldn't go call him. Like, you have to call John, ask John if you could stay.
See, okay, so Keith, the second thing that I'm realizing about bad people, one is that they're bad. That took me a while.
Good.
Two,
that's the main thing, by the way.
Huh?
That's the main thing with bad people.
Yeah.
You have to recognize they're bad.
It's tough to hold on to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Everybody has something good they say. That's not true.
It's not true.
No.
Yeah. Ray, I'm telling you. You know that I'm sunshine and happiness. Not everybody has nice things.
And what's the second thing?
And the second thing, see, I already forgot.
Is what I'll never forget to be taken advantage again. Oh, fuck.
No, actually, the second thing is that a lot of times they're pussies and you just have to push back. It's like how, you know, Keith, you used to get bullied until you just mustered up enough to just be louder than the next person.
Right.
It is a risk, though, but I feel like a lot of times these bad people will back off if you are not the pushover anymore.
Right. And if they don't back off, they don't back off. That's where
you
it was anyway.
The locks.
You
change the locks.
You're right. That's where it was anyway. If they were going to be violent, they're going to be violent. If they were going to like go to the next level, they're going to go to the next level. That's the third thing I have to remember is it's not about me. No matter what I do, they're still going to react like shitty people.
Right.
So I can't even be nice about it or mean about it. It's not going to change their behavior. It's not me who blew up and then they blew up. They were going to blow up anyway.
How's Tim like this dog? I can't picture that. He's nice with my dog, but I feel like it's an imposition.
The dog is 14 years old, and it's like a cat. It sleeps like 20 hours a day. It just hangs out in Morgan's room. It's a nice dog. I will say
all these people are great people. It better be a nice dog.
I will say this about Tim and the old roommate Eugene.
Yeah.
Tim realized like 2 months after the dude moved here, he's like, "How do I know Eugene?" And then he remembers, goes, "Oh yeah." Because remember, Eugene was in Astoria before, and he's like, oh yeah, that's the fucker that sold me fake drugs 2 years ago. Like, he sold them fake drugs on top of it. And then you find out that's the roommate. And another thing that this roommate...
You're the best.
Ray, do you at least friend request them on Facebook before you move them in?
Ray just won all the cacas from last year.
Goofiest,
right? Ridiculous, heartbreaking.
And the other thing, I want to talk about fucking Eugene.
Best drunk.
The other thing about this dude, this fucking dude. Another thing that I remember, the one night when Tim lost his shit the most is this dude. He's a big dude too, so if he wouldn't just eat your food, like if I
he
beer,
would eat your dog's food.
And we didn't even have the dog yet.
We were only humans.
He would, like, if I have a six-pack of beer, I have to have a full six-pack in there, let's say. If I just have one or two left, that he won't do that. But if there's a full six-pack, he not only like he drinks the entire six and
this and, is such weird math.
Yeah, yeah. And then takes the evidence, so there's nothing there. So I'm like, he takes a bottle so they're not in the trash or anything, to the point which fucked with my head. Like, did I even buy a six pack? Like, there's no. Wow. He did it with Tim's hot dogs. Tim had the buns in his bedroom because he didn't want Eugene to eat any. And the dude ate eight unbunned hot dogs, all eight of them, the entire eight pack of
this
hot dogs.
Animal.
God, yeah.
That is crazy.
Isn't that insane?
And that Tim hides his buns in his room, I mean. What the fuck is going on in that room? Holy shit.
Oh, Ray.
But he takes all your shit if he does it and then destroys the evidence. Right. He gets rid of the evidence.
You're such the nicest person in the world.
I've had Ray tell me about him taking all the beer, and then Ray had to bring it up, like, beer, what about it? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I meant to go to the store. I didn't have time. It's like noon the next day.
He has no job.
Yeah. I didn't know I'd keep drinking. When I was on 4, 5, and 6, I realized I should probably just go to the store. Looking back.
But I was too busy burying the bottles in the backyard.
You know how many bodegas deliver in Astoria? You're good, buddy.
Dude, he's the worst. He's the fucking worst. And he's still in the neighborhood. Like, he still goes to that stupid bar. Nothing's worse than someone that owes you like $500 and just sitting there watching them eat and like drink beers. Right. It's like, you fucking owe me money, you
know,
asshole.
What? I know $500 is a lot of money, but wow, I'm amazed that you got it down to that amount. Like, he eventually owed you at least $3,000, right?
Yeah, it never got quite that high. Yeah, I guess if you total everything, about $3,000.
Let's total everything,
I guess,
right?
If you total everything he was supposed to pay as a tenant, then yes, I see the money does add up. But if you're kind of in denial still and you just want to throw out an amount, it's really not that much.
He really doesn't get it in his head that he's fucking wrong. That's the thing that's...
They know they're wrong.
I don't know.
Okay, Keith, do they?
Yes.
Yes.
They absolutely know.
How bad?
So bad that he knows he's going to take advantage of you wondering if you're being an asshole by saying, dude, you're really going to come at me with rent like that? I thought we were friends. You know.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand. So he knows that you're not going to like it because he knows he's doing something bad.
He knows he's doing something bad. He's trying to get away with it. First of all, he knows stealing beer and hot dogs is probably wrong, right? Probably. I don't know how he was raised. I'm going to assume, since he hides the evidence, that's proof that he knows. That's fucking gaslighting.
Only thing he owned was a shovel. He just goes...
And you know, and if you didn't know what don't you know you're doing wrong?
Right. No,
not
you're
paying
right.
rent? That was the number one rule Ray has. The only rule he has. Pay rent.
Right.
And all right, here's another thing about it too, is
and then twisting it around so that it's your fault. You're some petty person who cares about money more than friendship. That's an asshole.
Yes. There's another dude in the neighborhood that I know. And apparently this guy bought a race car.
Okay.
For whatever. He bought a race car.
It's a good neighborhood for it. Sometimes I try to race the subway like I'm in Chinatown.
I think I could walk faster.
Right. Can you imagine you're walking and you're beating a race car because all the red lights.
Formula One. Formula One. What are you going to do? So this dude buys a race car, this guy that we know.
Okay.
And I guess Eugene like gave him $3,000 to buy this race. It was like an investment. The two of them were going to break off this race car and sell it piece by piece.
Oh, the dumb investment.
It's stupid. Anyways, this has nothing to do with me. But every
and then
time
somebody can buy all the different parts and build a race car.
Does he know that usually makes money only when you steal the race car?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't, yeah. So the dude...
We could sell it for parts like the bad guys.
they
Quick, we got to be gone in 60 seconds. Yeah. Yeah.
They watched Fast and Furious.
We buy a car. We scrape off all the numbers. And now it's like, where'd we even get this car? Who knows? But meanwhile, we're not really scared of cops.
So anyways, this fucking Yahoo. So when I'm asking for money, he goes, let's think of a fake name.
This is the hardest part of the show.
Let's call it Johnny Race Car.
John. Oh, yeah, John. Okay. We'll call him Johnny Race Car, this other guy. Because this other guy, I have no beef with. I know him, and that he wasn't my roommate. I don't give a fuck what he does.
He says, how about instead of money per se, Johnny Race Car drives you around the block a couple times? one block for every $10. The gas is expensive. Yeah. You might as well be buying diesel at this point. Like, what's the mileage on that?
He went 2 miles.
Yeah. It's like, hey, man, can I get rent money? No, but I have a tire. You want this race car tire?
I'll roll it up for you if you let me in.
Now I have a race car in my bedroom.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those race car beds. It's a fucking race car.
So they're trying to, I guess the thing is to sell these parts. And the dude, Johnny, was unable to sell these parts, I guess. So every time I ask Eugene, like, hey, man, let me get, he goes, dude, text Johnny because he owes me so much. Like, now I'm supposed to text him. Right. I'm like, dude, that has nothing to fucking do with me.
I'll give you the carburetor, bro, if it's up to me.
That's like if I owe Visa $500. Like, hey, Visa, text my buddy Keith. He owes me $100. Text Keith. Here's his number. Just... It's like,
okay,
fuck.
Here's the fourth thing I learned, because I'm trying to figure out what the difference is between Keith, me, and Ray. Like, how come we get IQ? These people, right? No. Oh, okay. Let's be honest. So I think it's because we always need a minute. Like, your reaction time, Ray, should delay a little bit. Like, when we hear, like, oh, I can't find an apartment. I have an apartment!
Right.
I can help. I am Mother Teresa.
He has to count to 10 for everything.
Yes. We both have to count to 10 before saying a nice thing. Sleep on it when it's like a more permanent thing. Just like have a moment with yourself. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
You take a moment.
Yes. I take months.
Well, I just want you to know this. I have a race car and you two don't. So, so who knows what now?
At least I was promised one.
I texted Johnny. He's sending me a race car. And I'm going to be fine.
You were thinking about getting a dog. Yeah. Now that you have a dog, it's going to be dead soon, it sounds like. But are you going to get you going to start over with a fresh puppy in a bit now that you know it's allowed to be there?
I don't know. Maybe.
You'd be good.
Know.
You'd be good with a dog.
Yeah. I like dogs.
Yeah.
I'm very nice.
But he's gone so much.
I'm fine with people living in the apartment without paying for shit. I'm used to it.
Wait, but how are you going to take care of it? For example, we talked right before the show. He's out almost every weekend in February. And weekends are long, right? It's not Saturday, Sunday. It's Thursday or Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't think it all the way. What makes you think I think things through, Hendo? What? I got a race car and a puppy. That's, I'm crushing it. 12-year-old me is crushing it over here.
Hey, let me mention this. The Powerball jackpot at $1.5 billion did have winners. There's three winners. One in California, one in Tennessee, and one in Florida.
I would never let them say my name if that's possible.
I wish I didn't even know it was those three, because I deliberately didn't. Those three places, obviously being not New York, I was never going to check and just always be like, there's a chance I'm the guy. Like, once I check, I ruin it. But this $2 was supposed to last forever. Like, oh my God, a ticket was sold in New York City. I'm like, this is getting so real. But no, I didn't get one number. And I don't know if you know this, you don't get money for that. I thought it'd be some kind of like poker high-low. Nah. Like, you did so bad, we're going to give you $1,000.
What if it's the opposite? Like in when you finish last place in fantasy football and you got to wear like a I'm the Little Princess shirt or something. Like when you finish the lowest, you do the worst.
I ended up picking letters in mine. And legally, the guy shouldn't have taken it. But what are you going to do?
So now the Powerball is at zero?
Are
you going to play now?
No, I only go in the billions. I don't have time for whatever this next one is. Probably, what, 2 million?
It's probably 20 billion at this point. I mean, 20 million.
Yeah, I don't got time for that.
Dude, if fucking Eugene won the lottery, I'd be so fucking pissed. Yeah. I'm fucking like, God damn it. Mm.
The actor Alan Rickman passed away at 69. He's funny like David Bowie. And he died of cancer, probably liver cancer, probably the same kind.
The same age, both within a week, right?
Yeah. He was, he killed Dumbledore, so you get what's coming to you, right? He was Hans Gruber, the bad guy in Die Hard, probably his best role, if you ask me. He was in Robin Hood, I think Maid Marian, if I'm reading correctly. He was the judge in Sweeney Todd, if you remember, he was in Galaxy Quest. And I don't know, he just seemed like a cool guy. He went to this Royal Acting Academy. He's English. And his first offer was for Die Hard. And he was like, I'm not doing some stupid action movie. And then they're trying to convince him. They must have loved him for some reason. And he's reading the script, and he decided that all the black characters in the movie happened to be very intelligent. And so he's like, I find it progressive, and so I'm going to do Die Hard, which, of course, began his whole career.
I would like him to shut the fuck up.
Well, he is now going to shut up.
That's so annoying. Is that the story you're going to tell?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He moved from England to L.A. 2 days
because
later.
Because you know what? I was promised a mansion. I didn't really want to come, but they really want me to act.
2 days later, he was offered that role.
Wow. You know what? That's a problem because most actors have to work so much for so little until they break that when you break so soon into acting, you just think it's because you're the greatest actor in the world. When like a lot of actors are good and you really sincerely got lucky.
Well, he knows that. He doesn't have an Oscar, so I don't respect him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he in Downton Abbey?
He was the Abbey. Ah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he wasn't in that. I don't believe because I don't see anything about it. Mm. And that show was a hit, of course. They're saying that to beat cancer, here's a new way, eat cheese. Brie, specifically cheddar and camembert? Well, who knows?
I don't know.
We better figure it out because I don't want cancer.
Yeah, stick with brie and cheddar.
I don't think you
brie.
Say the T.
These I can pronounce. I know these are all, brie. Oh, okay. Brie, cheddar. And raised carpet. You can eat. And they have properties that help fight cancer cells. They gave these to rats, and they after eating all this milkshake made from the cheeses, destroyed 70 to 80% of head and neck tumor cells after 9 weeks.
I don't believe them.
Okay.
I don't. There's something that's so, all of a sudden, cheese is good for you. I guess I just need a little more information because I just feel like the non-popular foods all of a sudden, yeah. Like, you know, there's one article about how it could be in this way and blah, blah, blah. Just like how surprise chocolate is really healthy for you in February.
Chocolate is good for lupus.
Sure.
And bacon is good for...
It's not good for diabetes, chocolate.
No, oh no.
Well,
no cancer here.
You're 500 pounds.
But also like the way...
Heart disease, yes. Cancer, no.
Right.
The reason why we eat most of the breakfast food that we eat is because of a PR, you know, situation. Like farmers were like, I can't sell this thing. And then they just came up with like, oh, here's a healthy breakfast for you. It wasn't actually a healthy breakfast. It was just them going, we have too much of this crop or too much of this, you know, too many eggs or whatever it was.
The edible egg. Like we all remember those commercials.
Yeah, I think it was before that though, but it was just, we're just sold all this shit. Like cheese has been so bad for you for so long. Does it still have the hormones that you've been talking to us about?
Well, they take this chemical out of the cheese and that's what really has the magic properties. But for us laymen to get our hands on it, we have to eat a whole bunch of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot. I remember when I was a kid, I ate like 50 carrots a day because I heard it was good for eyesight and I didn't want to wear glasses anymore. My skin's orange, but I can see 5 further feet.
Did you eat it until your skin turned orange?
I ate it until I realized nothing was changing in my eyesight. I still had Coke bottle glasses. I saw this email. It's written to Hemda, and it says, I am trying to reach Hemda and her podcast. So this person, Gregory, it worked, and here's what he writes. I found the Keith and the Girl podcast because I listened to Delirium and Conjure One, and I'm absolutely in love with Hemda's singing voice. I looked her up about a year ago and found the show and haven't missed an episode since. The reason I'm rating is because I'm shocked at how little people know about Hemda's singing voice. I know that the show is not about Hemda's singing career, but if vocals can cure cancer, Hemda's would be the number one pill for patients, and I think her listeners should know that. Look at that. Because some people, they're lactose intolerant, so they're going to need something different than cheese. Please tell people to get the album Conjure One. It has Hemda on 4 tracks. If Damascus doesn't give you chills, check your pulse. Also, please thank Keith and the girl for coming to Denver.
Oh, that was such a fun show.
I knew I would have a great time seeing them in person, but I didn't expect to have such an amazing experience. The show was incredible, all caps. I was really grateful that they put it out as a regular episode. I think I listened to it 4 times and heard something new every single time. L'chaim to incredible hosts. Thank you for continuing to do the show. I will support you however I can so that we never lose you, Gregory. Well, thank you, Gregory.
That is so nice.
That's very sweet.
You guys, just a dab a day, I'll cure cancer.
So real quick, if you could just throw out a note to the people and help somebody, maybe they sprained their leg or something.
I cure your cancer.
Best in the business, everybody.
That's Caprice. I knew her back when she was Caprice.
There goes your heart.
That was the original Don't Ya, if you ask me.
That was really nice. Our tour episodes are going behind the VIP wall in like a couple of days. So I would suggest everybody just, if you're behind on shows, then you might not be hearing this one, but download all the ones first so that you have them.
Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Albuquerque, Denver, Kansas City, Oklahoma City. Ray was part of those, of course.
It's good times. Portland, holy shit, was I wasted.
Oh, yeah,
my Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
You were.
Oh, man.
I'm one of the shows that comes up about Ray's parents.
Oh, yeah.
As much as he, you know what? This shocks me because whenever I would talk about not wanting to visit my parents for a holiday, Ray would say, you never know, like my parents, when they're going to pass away. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes, you go and see them, blah, blah, blah. Then you find out Ray's dad beat the shit out of him. The mom didn't save the day. What parents are you making up that you should be seeing?
Well, he's made up with his dad since before his dad passed away.
I love my parents. I mean, they weren't perfect.
His dad acknowledged. Remember, we talked about this on the tour. We have it on video from the documentary. But his father admitted that he didn't do the right thing and that he lost his temper and that he felt terrible. And with the remaining years that they had after he admitted that, he helped Ray out as much as he could.
We talked about it on the bus after that show. I do remember. I remember the dad saying, Ray, yeah, I did that stuff. Why are you blowing up my spot? Ray felt bad.
No, he did feel bad. It's
all right, good.
I love my parents. Like, I still love them. They're not perfect. What a, you know?
Yeah, if my parents died, I think I would like them too.
Right.
Right. I'm sorry. No, that was not about you. That was just me. As I said that, I was like, wow, that's dark. Holy shit. No, but I think if my parents died like 10 years ago, I would have fonder memories of them because they wouldn't be around to confirm the shittiness. Do you know what I mean? Not you. You, Keith.
Let's go over. We'll be... we're going to go over Academy Award nominations. Ready? We're going to do this quick. This is for you, Ray.
All right.
And here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nominations just came out, and we're going to start with the Best Picture. Who will win Best Picture?
Mad Max.
Okay. Mad Max is the answer. Here are your choices. The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, which won all the Golden Globes, just for you to keep that in mind, Room, and Spotlight.
I was between the Martian and Mad Max, but Mad Max got a lot of hoo-has.
I'm saying The Big Short, and I saw none of these.
Okay.
Oh, I saw none of these either. This is like, I don't remember hearing about the rest of them, so.
I'm going to go, I'll tell you, the answer is Joy, but since it's not on the list, I'm going to go with Ride Along 2. Another Raiden vote. Okay. I'm picking Spotlight. Boom. I hate priests.
Spotlight. Okay.
Okay. Best Actor. Bryan Cranston for Trumbo. Matt Damon, The Martian. Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant.
Didn't he just win something for that?
Yeah. The Golden Globe.
Mm.
And he never won an Oscar.
Mm.
Right? Right, Danny? Yeah, exactly. He never won an Oscar. So this could be the big thing in his life. Finally an award where he doesn't talk in a movie.
But this is the Academy Awards.
This is Academy Awards, different than the Golden Globes, correct. Michael Fassbender, Steve Jobs, Eddie Redmayne, the Danish girl. He played the Danish girl.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, you say? I'm going to take Michael Fassbender in the Steve Jobs movie because I love that the guy makes you say so much shit. It must be hard to do as an actor. And to me, he really sounded like Steve Jobs. I knew Steve Jobs very well. And he pulled it off.
That has nothing to do with it. The Martian is going to win. Matt Damon is going to win because everyone was like, ooh, look at that. That's it.
Yeah.
DiCaprio.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio. All right. Best Actress. Kate Blanchett for Carol, never heard of it. Brie Larson for Room, never heard of it. Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, yes. Charlotte Rampling, 45 years, never heard of it. And Cerise Ronan for Brooklyn, which I did see and I did enjoy thoroughly. But I'm going with Jennifer Lawrence. She's America's darling.
I'm going with that too.
Oh, I'm being told Carol's about two lesbians. Okay, Carol.
Are you taking Carol?
No, I'll stick with Jennifer Lawrence because I saw her naked.
Now. Oh, Kate Blanchett. That's going to be mine.
Kate Blanchett. Okay. And who did you pick for Best Picture, right?
Best Picture, The Big Short.
The Big Short. Okay. Best Supporting Actor, Christian Bale, The Big Short, Tom Hardy, The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo, Spotlight, Mark Rylance, Bridge of Spies, Sylvester Stallone, Creed. I'm going to take Sylvester Stallone. He's the best in the business. Yeah, this mumbly fucking Make It in America, he deserves it all.
I'll go with Spotlight. I don't know any of these things. That sounds right.
Okay.
Christian Bale. He Christian seems Bale. Pretentious.
No, he's not going to get an award because he yelled too much in the past year.
Yeah, he did. He does yell a lot, and people don't like yellers.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actress, Jennifer Jason Leigh in The Hateful Eight. Rooney Mara from Carol. By the way, speaking of The Hateful Eight, or the movie, because I'm thinking about Samuel L. Jackson, these awards in general, again, nobody of color.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Mm. Hmm.
They really got to step up their game, these black people. I'm looking at this. Obviously, they didn't do so good this year. Jennifer Jason Leigh for Best Supporting Actress, The Hateful Eight. Rooney Mara from Carol, apparently one of the lesbians. Rachel McAdams for Spotlight. I assume her character is a lesbian. Alicia Vikander, the Danish girl. And Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs.
Oh, Kate Winslet was in that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
She was the Apple computer. I'm going with, it was like, it's kind of like that movie Her a little bit. I'm going with Kate Winslet.
I'm going with Jennifer Leigh.
Okay.
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet again. All right. Directing, Best Director, Adam McKay, The Big Short, which, you know, he used to do all Will Ferrell stuff. Like, he only did real comedies, you know? And this one isn't like a goofy comedy at all. It's about the housing market and people wanting to blow their brains out. He did so good, and I don't know him. I'm so happy for him. It's like when I see a comedian, like when I saw Christian Wiig in The Martian, and I'm just like, good for you. Because we know her as a goofy person. It's like, ah, good. When I saw, who was the guy in Steve Jobs? Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen and Steve Jobs. I'm like, good for you. You're in like a normal thing.
Yeah, they're like breaking through what they get typecast as.
Yeah. Adam McKay, The Big Short. George Miller, Mad Max. Alejandro de Janeiro, The Revenant. Lenny Abrahamson, Room, and Tom McCarthy, Spotlight. Best wow. Director.
I want to say Lenny Abrahamson because that's like the Jewish name. Mm-hmm. And like, I guess they run Hollywood. But Mad Max. A lot of people talked about that.
A lot of people talked about there's a lot of good stuff going on. I'm going to go Mad Max. I really don't want The Revenant to win. And I know that Liz Quiz, who always bets me, is listening and is pleased with my choices. But I can't. I can't live in a world where you want that. You root for that for in any way. Thank you. Animated feature film. Anomalisa. No, I'm going off a different list. Best foreign animated film. That's okay. Boy and the World. Inside Out, I'll take that. Shaun the Sheep movie, and When Marnie Was There. So seeing as how I know none except Inside Out, I think I'm going to go with Inside Out.
I've heard of Anomalisa, but I don't know why. But in Inside Out, wow, and everybody talked about it, and it taught us a lot, and la, 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 that's going to win.
Right.
I'm going to go with the Marine one.
Okay, if there's one about Marines, it's yours.
Marnie the Marine.
Oh, okay. Costume design. Carol, Cinderella, The Danish Girl, Mad Max, The Revenant.
Oh, God. Danny, who had costumes?
Nobody, actually.
Yeah, they didn't know it. Revenant, they didn't have clothes. Mad Max, they didn't have clothes.
Cinderella, then. That had to be outfits,
I guess,
right?
So, right? All right, Cinderella.
I'm going to go with whichever one Paulina did.
Okay, that's smart.
Did Paulina do one of those? I picked that one.
Documentary feature, Amy. That must be Amy Winehouse, right? Again, already the only one I heard of, so I'll pick that. Other choices, Cartel Land. I like cartels. The Look of Silence. I like when people are quiet. What Happened, Miss Simone, and Winter on Fire.
I heard of the Miss Simone one. I heard it was like really sad. And I like Nina Simone. I assume that's about her.
Okay.
But I don't want to watch terrible things. But then again, Amy's terrible and I need to watch that. I'm going to pick Amy.
What do you mean it's terrible? Oh, like bad things happen to somebody.
Yeah. Right.
I'm taking Amy.
Amy for you too? All right. Amy's going to sweep it. Documentary short, Body Team. Chow Beyond the Lines. Oh, that sounds good.
How do we find these documentary shorts?
Yeah. Claude Lanzmann.
I like the name Claude. I'm doing that.
A Girl in the River, The Price of Forgiveness.
Oh. That's the one.
Last Day of Freedom.
Nah, the long title.
I'm going Last Day of Freedom. That sounds like war. Makeup and Hairstyling, Mad Max. You know, with everybody in their head shaved. There's great hairstyling. The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared.
Boom.
That one, because no one is 100, so they have to be a lot of makeup.
Andy climbed out of a window. Or he climbed up.
Or The Revenant. Now, for makeup, when it comes to Mad Max, and I don't know that climbing out of a window, but in The Revenant, they put on like a little mark to show you're an Indian. That's the makeup.
But it's culture.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going for a 100-year-old man too. A little upset. Original song. Hemda will now sing all these. Ready? Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey.
I earned it and I really killed him.
Manta Ray from Racing Extinction.
Manta Ray, we're going really fast or we'll get extinct.
Simple Song Number 3 by Youth.
Ooh, simple.
Till It Happens to You by The Hunting Ground.
Till It Happens to You.
Writings on the Wall by Spectre.
Writings on the Wall. I assume all this is right?
Yeah. I think Hemda killed it. I'm going to go with Till It Happens to You.
I'm going with Writings on the Wall. I had a little energy.
I'm going with Earned It because it's attached to 50 Shades of Grey.
Spectre's the movie. So when I would say Youth, all these were the movies. I never heard of it. So Youth is a movie and Hunting Ground is a movie. Yeah, go figure. Animated short, Bear Story, Prologue, Sanjay Super Team. That sounds fun. We Can't Live Without Cosmos, World of Tomorrow. Animated short.
Cosmos. People are into that right now.
I'm going with the Bear Story. I'm thirsty.
Sanjay.
Okay, Sanjay. Sound editing, Mad Max, Sicario, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, The Martian, or The Revenant?
I mean, Star Wars.
Star Wars, yes.
I'm assuming wars have a lot of sound.
Yes.
I'm going Mad Max.
Really?
Yeah, just to shake things up. Film editing, The Big Short, Mad Max, The Revenant, Spotlight, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Now, I will give you a little behind-the-scenes hint for this one. I saw The Revenant. There was absolutely no editing whatsoever. That is not where you play smart money.
What's the shortest movie? Spotlight?
Right, whatever one's an hour and a half, right?
That's the one that took them a long time. They had to cut a lot.
Yeah.
The Force Awakens taking forever, so I'm going with that.
I guess The Force Awakens, right? The Force Awakens. You think they jump around a lot.
Also, like, they haven't been nominated a lot, so they're going to win whatever they're nominated at.
Right. Let's see if there's any others that really interest me. Original screenplay interests me. Bridge of Spies, Ex Machina, Inside Out, Spotlight, Straight Outta Compton. Now, I'm a fan of Straight Outta Compton winning original screenplay because the story is totally original. It is nothing like any of them went through life. So that is, if it was most fiction, it would win. So I'm going to vote for Straight Outta Compton. That is just such bullshit. All right, so there we have it. There's your winners. I'm going to be fucking rich one way or the other, whether it's football, the Powerball, or this.
Can I bet you?
One day my ship's got to come in. Yes, you may.
Okay, so all the ones that we brought up, not the ones that we didn't go over.
Right.
Let's bet that I will get more right than you.
Okay.
And if you get more right than me, just based on the ones that we mentioned on the show that we actually said.
Right.
$10, whichever one of us gets the most.
Yeah, you don't have $20, pussy?
I do not. I'm moving. And that is already pricey. And trying to make this interesting for me.
Then $10 it is, and I won't feel bad at all after that.
So I'll get a text from Hemda being like, yeah, Keith said you owe him $20. Can I get that money?
KeithandtheGirl.com/VIP. It has every single show we've ever done, well over 2,000 shows. Everything's there. We also have spinoff shows. I do a spinoff show. I'm going to be recording another episode this weekend. Hemda's spinoff show. Danny, Lauren, Brother Love's going to be kicking it in again. There's a new one right now of Hemda's show that's excellent, called Bipolar Disorder, with John F. O'Donnell, Richie Alexandro, and Ted Alexandro. And they talk about their experience with bipolar disorder. That's why Ted's whispering all the time. Wait till we see that other fucking side of him. He's going to blow her eardrums out.
Well, Ted's brother has bipolar disorder. And when Ted and I were talking about it one time, he said that it was actually really important that the whole family get involved in it. And he like started talking about the side that doesn't have it, but that has it because his mother has it also. And then his brother, you know, suddenly was diagnosed at 18 when he had his first manic episode. So I thought that's a good perspective. Like if he thinks the whole family should be involved. The cutest part was they all just came from a Christmas gathering at their parents' house. So I got to meet his sister who was in the studio and Ted's girlfriend.
Oh.
And if you watch it on video, the sister and the girlfriend are in the back by the Keith and the Girl logo.
Oh, nice. I met his family before when he was doing his week at the creek.
Me too.
Yeah, they're super nice.
Oh, my God. They're like the nicest.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, apparently, they raised that one son of his wrong, it sounds like. Right? I mean, the way I'm hearing.
I just picture like...
You got to hear the show, Keith.
I just picture like Ted somewhere downtown holding signs like, I support my brother.
Right.
I love Ty. He's, but if there's ever a cause, I'm getting him on my team for it.
What's the story? Yeah. What's the story you were telling me about... A cop shot somebody, right? And then he didn't know the story. You told Ted the story?
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
Before it blew up. Like, I was telling him about it. It's like, oh, wow, that sounds horrible. And then, like, a week later, it became national news. And then
he's Trayvon Martin. And you're like, I told you about it. Come on.
He's one of the greatest dudes. Love the dude. And hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Also, out now. Danny's latest, That's the Show with Danny, episode 152, Farting Around.
Oh my God.
And his it's a simple description this time. Rose is back. Hope you like worms. Let me just tell you about this for a second. This is insane to me. It really is insane. Rose is in some foreign country where you're not supposed to walk around barefoot.
Okay.
She does anyway. Worms get inside her feet somehow. They live inside her intestines. They come out her ass like she's a cat, right? So she tells her parents, they take her to the hospital, get her fixed up. They go again to this country. What was the country?
Portugal.
I'm never even going to fly over Portugal. So they go to Portugal again. She does the same thing, gets worms again, but is stubborn, doesn't want to say, man, I can't believe I made the same mistake twice. Doesn't tell her parents about the worms. She has worms, I'm not exaggerating, for 3 or 4 years.
2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years? Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
Just want to be accurate.
Absolutely.
It's still amazing.
Okay, so for 3 years.
So Danny isn't the grossest thing that's ever been inside? All right. Sorry, Danny. It's too easy.
So like she'll see worms in her ass crack. They have to be coming out of her bed at night. She's shitting and there's worms. And she says, I talk to myself and I go, well, you can't admit that you did this 2 times in your life. Looks like I have worms forever.
So all you got to do is wear shoes in Portugal and it doesn't happen?
Yeah, but the ground is so freeing.
She was a little kid.
Still.
Yeah.
That's even weirder because how are you calm knowing there's worms inside you?
That's how you become a strong human being.
I guess.
Build your immune system.
This is how scientists are built.
Oh, no thanks then. I'll take my F's in school just fine. Worms coming out my ass.
Sounds like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Where, like they crawl inside the skin.
It's, like, it's even weirder too. I didn't ruin the story. So check it out. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. It supports us and it's, again, everything we've ever done. You're going to like it a lot.
MJG's writing, isn't she in a foreign country right now? Right now she's flying to Thailand.
Oh, I hope you bought her sandals.
What the hell is she doing that she's always all over the globe?
She's enjoying her life, I think.
Yeah, but
she's from Portugal though, right? Like
she's Portuguese.
Yeah, she's half Portuguese or like there's a...
Well, the worms don't discriminate. they don't care what your blood type is. Ray DeVito, he has a website. It's raydevito.net. It's a whole fucking network. Go there. Check it out. See what's doing. His Twitter account is very funny. It's @RayDeVito.
And you have a bunch of shows in New York and...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, last Shoot the Shite, we had like 4 different groups of Keith and the Girl people.
Yay.
It was nice, yeah. I think it's because around Christmas, a lot of people come in from out of town. And yeah, that's a show a bunch of them went to. It was a lot of fun. Good times.
That's cool. You get some incredible names at your shows. Janine Garofalo a lot comes. And
yeah.
Colin Quinn, I know you've had on.
Yeah. Gaffigan, who ended up putting me in his show for a few episodes, which was very nice of him.
Yeah, and it's always a good time. Like, you see Ray at a club, you know you'll be fine. You'll have someone to talk to. Like,
somebody to hug you.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
You're a good you know guy. What? A place Keith, to live.
Keith started that, saying that, which I do. I hug people. But now people will hug me before it even becomes
it's your thing.
A thing. So now...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is Starbucks gift cards.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
He has to tell people that, like... that I kiss women and now women will come up and start kissing me.
I told people Ted Alexander likes his dick pulled on once.
Yes.
Like you're putting the blinds up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I make up different things for comedians.
Oh my gosh.
They go with it.
That was such a weird view in my head. I'm just like, why? It was like a pinball machine in my head. Like,
to pull on the penis?
Yep. You pull it and then the ball goes.
I have to admit, I have pulled on Ted Alexander's penis before.
That's what he likes.
It's worth it. It's good worth job. It. He likes it. Puts a smile on his face.
And then the next day, he's in the news. I'm every penis! And Ray's like, it came from me! Well, Ray, I'm glad that everything's working out in your household.
Thank you.
You and Tim are friends again. I didn't mean to start nothing.
Oh, we've always been fine.
But you know, whose side am I always on? Whoever's in the studio. Never forget that, okay?
All right.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great weekend.
Yo, 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 yo. It's about to go down. We got the final battle right here. The fate of the Muggle world rests in the hands of these two cats. I don't even need to tell you how fictional this is. For reals. Yo, over here, we got he who must not be named, but sure, I must name him anyways. Lord Voldemort.
What?
And over here, we got the young gun, the prophesized one, H. Potter.
Oh, shit.
All right, we're going to do this real fair. We're going to do this real fair. It's a coin toss. Voldemort, you're the eldest statesman. Who calls it in the air? Call it in the air, man. Heads. It's heads. Who goes first? Let this bitch go first. All right. H. Potter, do your thing. Yo, DJ Weasley, spin that shit. You're about to witness the fulfillment of the prophecy right here. Now everybody who is down with the order, throw your hands up for 9 3/4. Everybody who is down with the order, throw your hands up. It's Harry Pothead and the Sorcerer's Stone. You can find me in Herbology, rolling homegrown. Yeah, Neville Longbottom's got a strain of his own. One hit of this wand and you're gonna get pwned. Hey Tom, riddle me this. What type of chick would have sex with this? You look like Ralph Fiennes, but you smell like piss. You couldn't even steal a Dementor's kiss. Yo, you better face the facts. Even Tree Lina sees yo shit is whack. By wizard tournament, I reign supreme. Chicks cream watching me in the pensieve. I think it's cute you admire me, but what type of fag still writes in a diary? This ain't no department of mysteries. Benz is talking about you, your ass is history. You run your mouth like a silly hoe. Man, shut the fuck up, silencio. Your boy Snape is shook, cause ain't no such thing as half-blood crooks. He's on our side, listen, this ain't Quidditch, so bitch, quit your snitching. Leave you speechless, looking all dumb like I just spit a verse in parcel tongue. I said, your mother, a whore, about to send your ass to Azkaban and have your ass trading sex for contraband. Firen's read it in the constellations that your ass is out like disapparation. 7 different times you ripped apart your soul, but yo, I just ripped you a new asshole. Motherfucker. Yo, bartender. Patronus. Yo, Potter, that was good. That was good, Potter.
Woo!
That was good.
God damn.
All right. We got one more to go. Voldemort, you ready? Yes. Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to die.
Come on.
It takes two words to kill you. Instead, I'll use 10 bars. You can think of me, boy, every time you see that scar. Think you got me beat, but you're falsely proud. You got the love of your mother, I got the love of the crowd. Whoa. You're mama's boy, come on, get off it. It's over here, read it in the Daily Prophet. You're a reckless, feckless group of pretenders. I'm relentless as dementors with one-track agendas. Tracks and people, I murder on the daily. Your luck ran out with your Felix for dailies. Flavor of the week, ask Bernie Botts. You got no shot, I got this locked like Gringotts. You simply cannot win. Now spread your girlfriend's legs and slither in, you dig? Ginny's digging me while you dig a ditch for that Dick Diggory. Then it's on to Hermione. I shoved the Elder Wand right in her hiney. You're as flaming as the phoenix, cause everyone knows you're on Dumbledore's penis. And if you don't know, now you know, muggle. When I'm through with you, you'll be a cadaver. Let's end this, boy. Avada Kedavra! I don't know. I don't know. That's it. That's it. Very
nice. God damn, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Keith and the girl.com.